Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Sister Carlene Malley, and we are going to be talking about the Adrian Ray Literacy Center. It's a great program, sister, that they offer here at the Dominican Mother House, correct?
Correct. We're right on the grounds of the Mother House, just east of the CN Heights University campus.
Okay.
Very accessible.
Yeah. And so, I'm familiar a little bit with the program, but one of the things that I learned was there's more literacy centers than just here in Adrian.
Right. Well, we, our Adrian Dominican sisters, sponsor 7 throughout the United States, in different parts of the United States. And we are among the younger group, and we're in our 11th year of service here in Adrian.
So describe for me then, I know part of the goal is to help adults learn how to read.
Correct. It is. And we serve both first language English speaking adults as well as people for whom English is their second or third language. And that's one of the things I really want to be sure people understand, that if you've been here all your life or learned English and knew English and that's been your first language, but you can't read it or write it or struggle for whatever reason, we really want everyone to know, adults 18 and older, that we will help you to get that goal, whatever it might be, some for the GED, some just to read to their children or help their children or read to their grandchildren.
Exactly. I mean, reading is just the way of making a better life. It's difficult to express yourself if you cannot read the written word.
Right. It's a life changer, Kathy, both for those for whom English is their first language and might be able to get a better job. For our non-English speakers, this is their way of communicating, and their children, if they've been here for a while, their children are learning English 5 days a week in the school system. Moms and dads can only come at night after the long, hard day's work.
Right.
So we serve both communities of people.
And so along with the reading, you're also teaching math and basic writing skills.
We are. And we offer that because sometimes we get referrals from maybe one of our other colleagues in the area, and people come want to take a high school class in math or get their GED in math. And they are quite low and need those basic skills. We offer both, and helping people to read and write.
Well, and I would think that would really come in handy, too, with just being able to manage their money even better by learning how to read, write, and basic math of how to balance a checkbook and stuff.
Exactly, and budgeting skills, which some of them have never had to do or never been able to do, perhaps if they haven't had a job.
Right. To give them. This is the kind of program that I think enriches the community as a whole, because it offers something that many individuals may want but have not had access to. And a lot of times that's the difference, is having access to change lives.
Right. And we want to try to break the stigma. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we observe physically when somebody comes into the Literacy Center, first language English speaker, and sees maybe a friend or another person that they thought, I didn't know he couldn't read or she couldn't spell.
Right.
Break the stigma. Invite somebody. We always have a little paper that we say, is there somebody in your life that you know who has trouble reading or writing? And invite them. Bring them. The non-English speakers are real excited about coming because they already have another language,
right?
But this can be a stigma, and we understand that.
And so within the program too, then, you're always looking for additional tutors, I would think.
We are. The good thing about our program, because we hear from people who come to us, is, listen, I couldn't make it in a class. They'll say, I tried an adult class. I was so far behind, I couldn't even formulate a question.
Okay.
And that's an embarrassment, too. So they dropped out. That's why our program is unique in that it's one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely all individualized instruction to meet their goals, whatever that goal might be.
I think that's got to give people a lot more reassurance because, like you said, different people learn it different ways. And plus, it might be easier to identify maybe some actual stigmatisms with eyesight and cognitive skills. I mean, you can work around all those
exactly
things.
And we do a basic assessment when everybody comes to us because we don't want to reteach what they already know. We want to move them forward. So we assess where they are, what level they can be on, and go moving forward. There we don't go. Want them to have to repeat what they already know. That's for math and also reading and writing.
Well, and that's so important because they don't feel like they're wasting their time or your time.
Exactly.
Put me where I need to be. That makes total sense.
And we say to them every time we get a new student, there are no stupid questions.
There you go.
You can go ahead and ask anything, and you will never be made fun of or bullied or whatever.
So, sister, how can our listeners find out more information if they'd like to not only take the classes but get involved as a tutor?
They can go online at adrianrea.org, or they can call our phone number, 517-264-7320. That's our main phone number.
There you go. Well, thank you, Sister Carlene, for joining us and sharing information all about the Adrian Rea Literacy Center.
Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate being here.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.